to know what the talking points were that were handed out about Benghazi. Was it one of the White House flunkies, or did it come from the higher echelons of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? In the meantime, Israeli airstrikes kill 11 people in Gaza, and 100 rockets are lobbed back into neighborhoods in Tel Aviv. Scary stuff of what's happening here, because with the Palestinian civilians, they had 4 kids that were killed. And boy, that's what you don't want to see, the face of war in the Middle East. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Remember, it's all about you, you, you. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, even with one eye open, if you can form a sentence that makes sense. Actually, this is a great audience. You're always alive and thriving. So you can dial these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The big, bad, burning question is, of course, when do we get into the game? What's the U.S. concerns over the protests along the West Bank and what's happening with Israel? Benjamin Netanyahu, we talked a lot about his point of view last week and how close this really could get to World War III. If it's World War III, you can bet that we are right in the middle of it, and we should be. If it explodes to that level, then that's where we need to be. Now, other people that I've talked to, experts in the Middle East, say, you know that there's been 500 rockets that have gone back and forth over the past 2 years between Israel and that little strip, that piece of real estate that has caused so much friction between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So 500 in 2 years, but it seems to have ratcheted up, would be the next natural step to get involved, right? If it's going to the level of DEFCON off the charts, then we are absolutely involved because of the Iran situation. Remember, Iran fuels Hamas and Hezbollah. What is Hamas doing? They're in the Gaza Strip. They control the Palestinians, and they're using, in some cases, kids as shields. So you be the judge, because this is not a video game. The call of duty is real, and do we respond to the call here for this strip of land? The strip of land that is going back and forth between Israel and Gaza, the violence. Unbelievable, right? It's always about the land, but this is serious, and it's been serious now for a while. It's just exploded to epic proportions, it seems, in the last 2 weeks. And how much that continues to go and ultimately what the response is, we'll be watching, certainly. Speaking of watching, and I mentioned this at the top, the big thing that the Sunday Swirl, which is what I call the talking heads, blah, 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 on the Sunday television shows, if you get up early in the morning, you're drinking your Java, and you're listening to what the talking points are for the people who are on Meet the Press and Face the Nation and any of the other shows, the cable shows, the Fox Morning Show, the CNN show, the one that Candy Crowley does, all the politics all the time, basically. And there are obvious things that you know leading into the weekend that are going to be discussed. So naturally, Benghazi was heavy on everyone's mind. This is the story that just won't go away for the administration. And even Democrats are saying, listen, there's some confusion here. So who came up with this narrative? Who was the one who came up with this? Dianne Feinstein, even, as she's pushing this and saying she wants to know, and she heads up the Senate Intelligence Committee. She says she doesn't believe that the White House altered the documents in any way for any kind of political purpose. There was no kind of, she says there was no kind of cover-up. However, she says she has massive concerns about how these points were created, when it was clear that there was this military-style assault, wasn't a simple protest that went off the rails. So she's questioning it, not doing her fellow Democrats any favors. So we know that Petraeus was behind closed doors heading into the weekend. What a lot of people, the other side of the Petraeus story is this whole affair thing and what happened with Paula Broadwell, the biographer who came up with a clever title, All In. And now the fact that people want to know the pieces of that. Yeah, personally, to me, I say, the bigger concern is the emails that the CIA director had lingering in a separate box that only he and she could access. And then because of some FBI person in Tampa, this becomes huge news, and he takes down really two four-star generals. So does an affair, should an affair rattle the tree if Petraeus is too late now at this point? Because it obviously did, so the fallout is massive. Now, here's the next question. Paula Broadwell says she's sorry for what happened. She didn't want that to happen for this extramarital affair with the CIA chief, but she's a family person. She has two young sons and her husband, Scott. What is the deal with her husband, Scott? Well, of course, the media is all over them any place they go. A reporter earlier in the day screamed out a question to Paula Broadwell's husband. Take a listen.
Is there anything you want to say? This is it. I mean, is there anything you want to say about this whole situation just to have one chance?
We've got no comment this time, but thank you.
No comments. He was smart enough to say that, because really, what is he going to say? I was just jolly. Really, I love being in the center of this and people wondering what's going on with me. So Broadwell, apparently, has had a ton of friends and family supporting her. Even her neighbors are supporting her. But she's still being investigated by the FBI over the classified docs that they found on her laptop. But she had some clearance anyway. She had clearance to some classified documents, which could have had nothing to do with Petraeus. And she was working on a second book as well around Petraeus. Interesting, isn't it? So they gathered all of this stuff from her home, you know, almost a week ago. And they say the documents are old and, you know, might not even be classified, despite whatever the labels say. She didn't get them from Petraeus. Again, she had access because of her clearance. But the scandal isn't going away anytime soon. You're in the middle of a scandal like this, you need something else to take its place. And in the world we live in, there's always something coming up around the corner. Even Saturday Night Live, at least four of the skits that they did were all on Petraeus and Broadwell. Without a doubt, people just can't get enough of this affair. So probably another week or two, at least, of that side of it. And, you know, what is it about someone in his position that would risk it all for this woman biographer? It makes no sense to me. Does it make any sense to any of you? I don't know. I'm just saying it makes no sense. Odds and ends. So what happened while you were sleeping and watching some football over the weekend? We got that coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Kind of giving you the lowdown. Well, the big thing is Israel, what the response is going to be ultimately, the U.S., if it keeps to mount, or will this just kind of blow up for the next couple of weeks and suddenly die down again? This is what's happened in the past. It doesn't feel that way to me, but maybe it won't ratchet up as high as I think it's going. If that's the case, then there'll be some conversation about, of course, we support Israel, they're our friends and all that, but that's all it'll be, because there's not going to be any kind of World War III on the horizon, at least in the near future. You could push that off to what's happening with the nuclear threat and Iran, then we'd be back to that position on the chessboard again. So, re-racking in odds and ends. Petraeus was the buzz still over the weekend, as I said, Saturday Night Live. I knew that they were going to rip on the Petraeus affair, and I watched it end to end. They had four skits about Petraeus. One was kind of funny in the beginning when they opened the show, boring C-SPAN, had Paula Broadwell, or an actress playing Paula Broadwell, reading from her book All In, but she was reading instead of the All In stuff about the general, sex scenes, made up sex scenes, and then the button down audience one by one started to leave because they were offended. Because you know how C-SPAN is. And it was kind of clever. And then they went on to a couple of other ones, and this has just been the gift that keeps on giving, this affair, because of all the different elements of it, the generals, the crazy women in Tampa, the socialites, the military thing, the connection there with CENTCOM, and then Paula Broadwell herself, the biographer, then apologizing, regretting the damage that's been done by the affair. And she was the lunatic that unleashed the hellfire on Petraeus because she sent the nutty emails to the other crazy woman in Florida, which started the whole thing. I doubt any of the players in the Petraeus scandal were concerned about Twinkies. But if you went onto the internet at all, hostess, filing for bankruptcy was huge. Twinkies. They still have tons of Twinkies to sell. Hostess said, though, it made 500 million Twinkies annually. Can you believe it? 500 million? So what did they do? They had bad business practice that they couldn't avoid bankruptcy? That means a lot of people liked Twinkies. Personally, me, I don't get the Twinkie thing. I was never into Twinkies or that kind of food, but boy, a lot of people were, based on their numbers and based on any of the convenience stores or gas station stores that you went into, 7-Elevens, Piggly Wigglies, whatever. There was a ton of Twinkies, always, always, always. I mean, how many of you guys, just Twinkies was it for you? It didn't matter. You were getting Twinkies. If you stopped and you were just grabbing something cold to drink and you were on a break, you would pick up a package of Twinkies too on the way out. Matt, you and I talked off the air and we're both salt people. So if I was going to tell you I was going to eat something really crappy for me, it would probably be a small bag of Doritos versus any kind of Hostess type thing.
Yeah, I'm more of a salt snacker than I am a sweet one. And I was saying, you know, if it is going to be something sweet I'm snacking on, it's going to be a chocolate, something like that, not a Twinkie or one of those, whatever they, what is it they sell, the snowball you were talking about.
Yeah, that snowball
not
thing.
That either. I'm kind of on a chocolate pudding kick right now for my sweet snacking. I haven't had
pudding's
that in years.
Good.
No, snack packs are delicious.
Yeah, I like pudding. Yeah, I can see the pudding thing, definitely. Oh, certainly over the Twinkies. But if you understand the phenomenon of Twinkies, please enlighten us. The sad part of that story, though, is because of all those Hostess brands, because there were other things, the Twinkie might have been the most popular, almost 19,000 workers and their families were on hand to say goodbye to the closing of the iconic company. It was a huge emotional and economic blow for a ton of people. Think of all the bakery workers. I just said almost 19,000 people. They had a strike a week ago, and that led Hostess to say, nah, no longer. We're done. And the people that worked there forever and ever said, you know, it was a great job. We put kids through college. We paid for mortgages. We did a lot with that job. And apparently this whole union thing is, there was a guy, a couple of different people who didn't want to be named, who talked about speaking out at the union meeting against going on strike and said, if you're unhappy, then you need to quit because there's people that have responsibilities and mortgages, and you got yours. We didn't get ours. We can't afford to strike. So, see, sometimes striking doesn't work. In this case, 82 years of Twinkies, done, gone. So, do you blame the management? Do you blame the fellow union members who went on strike? I'll tell you, the people got to be worried about their future, though. Because some people were making anywhere in the neighborhood, they say the average could be anywhere in the neighborhood from $34,000 to, you know, almost $50,000 or more. But they have given concessions, and a lot of the folks there were getting $16, $17 an hour, $16 or $17 an hour. So, you know, now you got all these laid-off workers. So just add that to the jobs, jobs, jobs. We need more jobs, and here's some more that we need. Add this to the list. Put that in there. So the Bakers Union voted against the concessions. They went on strike, and they had 6,700 members of the Teamsters Union ratify their own concessions deal. And some of the drivers who also served as the primary sales force earned more money than the bakers because they got commissions for the products they sold to grocery stores. So, you know, all in all, it's I think it's rough for a lot of people who were counting on those jobs, and it's a hard time, and I don't get this. I mean, I guess I do because it's the end of the year, but is not the worst time to lose your job when you've got Thanksgiving coming up and you have a Christmas coming up and somehow you know, you have to slog through the holidays with that fake smile on your face? Oh, yeah. and then everybody telling you, because you're seeing family sometimes that you haven't seen in a while, of course they mean well, people offer to help, but you got to grin and bear it, and then everybody's going to ask you the question, well, geez, what was that like, and oh, how awful, I feel so terrible, and blah, 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 blah. So that also makes it rough. Any other time of the year. You know, maybe my logic is flawed. I don't know, peeps. What do you think? Have you ever been laid off a job? Have you ever been fired? When were you fired? Was it in the fall? Was it right before the holidays? You know, if you had to swing an axe, when would you swing an axe? I would push to have it happen at the beginning of the year because nobody's going to find jobs before then anyway. Let them start fresh and get through the holidays. I don't know. Could be flawed because then maybe somebody spends too much money. You know, who knows? All right, this is a big one. Also in odds and ends, because I like the fast cars, especially the Formula One, though I don't know a lot about it. Formula One fans, you think, are normally the European people who are out there drinking champagne, and they're there in their Catwoman suits watching from afar. But guess what? Yeehaw! It happened in Texas. Yep. He had a lot of celebrities around. This was in Austin. They had Formula One come to town because the capital of Texas is hosting the first U.S. Grand Prix in 5 years. I think that'll take off. It's like I said, this is really what you see with Formula One is Monaco and, you know, Abu Dhabi and London and that kind of stuff. And what's interesting is they had a big bash for the Formula One people. And they say the ticket prices range to more than $9,000. So we go from those workers who cut their pay to $16,000 and then they lose out anyway and they're worried that the strike pushed them over the edge with the whole Twinkie thing and hostess shutting down, to people who can plunk down $9,000. Plunk it down for some bottles of champagne and get new Lamborghinis that line the parking lot. There's the true version of the haves and the have-nots. But my real question is, how will Formula One be accepted? Will people really, really catch on to Formula One in the U.S.? I mean, it's been 5 years. And, you know, it's that course that cuts through different areas, and it's not round and an oval, and makes it tough for viewing. All right, coming up on the flip side, talking about Sandy. Yep, now what? Still no power, no heat for some. Stay with us.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the things till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my
I do have to tell you one thing. I got to finish up the F1 big day that really a lot of people showed up. 117,000 plus showed up for the big race. Lewis Hamilton of Great Britain wore a black cowboy hat and hoisted his trophy. He won that race in Texas. And boy, if you have 117,000 people show up, you got to figure some of those are giveaways. Then, geez, it's pretty good chance that Formula Racing could be coming closer and closer to a neighborhood near you, maybe. Perhaps. A handful of tracks. Well, let's say like maybe three. And if you're going to pick places to have in the United States, besides Miami, because that's the other place, well, you got Miami, now you got Texas, I would say big time racing in California. And maybe somewhere in the Midwest if you really want to really, really, really do it up. And a re-rack here, if you just tuned in, you, hello from America tonight. Me, Kate Delaney, thanks for listening to the show. You can throw in your 2 cents on a couple of things. One, of course, we opened up with Petraeus. Naturally, I always say, what's the buzz in the backyard? And can't get away from stories about Petraeus' affair and what did he know about Benghazi and what do you think happened behind closed doors in both situations. Perhaps in the whole classified material, which I think that's a non-starter. She had access it was old information that was really declassified or not even worthy of a look. So I think that's going to all go out the window. But the jokes aren't going away anytime soon. And, you know, another question becomes, should infidelity be a reason to be fired or to lose your job? Remember, he resigned. He resigned. He decided he was going to resign. So that was on him. I don't know. There would have been pressure, I would assume, because there would have been too much attention paid to the timing of the Benghazi stuff and, you know, the other things that were going on at the CIA. So most likely there would have been pressure anyway. But the FBI and how they handled this, shame on them. I put it on the two crazy kooky women and the FBI idiot who sent a picture of himself bare-chested to the one woman, whatever that was about. I mean, you just cannot make up all this stuff. You can't. You just can't make it up. On another serious note, there are still people who are struggling with what's happened from Superstorm Sandy. Meaning, you know, this is the rebuilding effort. New Jersey has already been warned by Chris Christie that taxes are going to go up for people in the areas where the storm hit, because how are they going to be able to rebuild? The answer is that they're not going to be able to rebuild without extra money. And where are they getting that extra money? You look at how tight government budgets are now, state budgets too. I mean, Christie actually did a pretty good job with New Jersey in balancing the budget, but the storm blew a hole in that big time. So there are still people, believe it or not, who have no power. They haven't had it for weeks. No heat, because now it's certainly getting colder, and they're in trouble. You know, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. How long can you stay in a shelter or rely on other people? You have school and work and juggling all kinds of other stuff. There is a thing that's happening called a train of hope. A train of hope that came in to Newark from New Orleans. You had this train come in 2 weeks after Sandy tore through Jersey. So the Amtrak train had relief supplies, meaning had blankets, had water, had, you know, things that people need, had food, because people are trying to still weather this storm. You know, Long Island, they were finally allowed back to see the damage over the weekend, some of them who hadn't really even been back there. You had about 113,000 homes and businesses still that don't have power. See, we move on to the next thing and we forget. Boom, boom, out go the lights and they never go on again. 90,000 Jersey Central Power and Light customers, that's the numbers I have, were expected to have their electricity restored over the weekend, and a lot of them didn't. They say the damage is so awful that it's just going to be a while. We can't do anything about it. You know, Pick a Poison, another one of these companies, Public Service Electric and Gas, they say they still have 15,000 or more people that don't have power, and they're still going to be a while getting it back. So this train that came through was so much needed for so many of these people to keep them going. Things that they, you know, things that they need. Canned goods, cleaning supplies, batteries, diapers, whatever. Anything that you could possibly think, they put on this train and sent it up. Now, see, inherently Americans are good people trying to help out. Dozens of people have spread out to help clear out debris, to try to get hot meals to people, to try to lift them up when they're, you know, running around still in circles and feeling depressed over what the situation is and how they're going to get themselves back together. You know, and you look at the shore areas, and for some people who have never been to the Jersey Shore, south or north, or even parts of New York, they don't understand what a cultural thing this is, because so much money comes through there, too. It's an economic source for a lot of people. And for once, I think this is probably the second time I agreed with Joe Biden, the VP. He summed it up best.
It is a gigantic part of not only our economy, but who we are. It's a gigantic part of the culture as well. if you're not an Easterner, it's hard to understand that that the ocean to us is the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone Park, and everything else combined.
And it is. It is that. That's where people would spend their summers. They'd rent a place, or they'd chip in with some people and get a place, you know, whatever it might be. But this is where you went. It's like people that take camping trips or people that go to mountains, other mountainous areas, or they go someplace else with their family. He gave great examples where people go to some of the national parks with their families. The Jersey Shore is what people do there. So rebuilding it, it's going to take time, and they're going to have to answer some serious questions about where are we rebuilding and what are we doing if we have another one of these storms. How are we, what do we have barrier-wise to at least give us a fighting chance? In some cases, they didn't really have much of a fighting chance. You know, let's face it. And they're just not thinking that way in Jersey, in North Jersey. They're not thinking that at Seaside Heights. That, wow, you know what, the roller coaster is going to end up in the water and it's going to go all the way in and knock out a lot of houses, and there will be a few that will be okay, but there will be some that will be just completely wiped out. I said in a segment where we were talking about Hostess and the fact that all those people were being laid off, and, you know, what did we hear heading into the election? It was all about jobs, jobs, jobs. So the timing is not great. More people looking for jobs, close to 19,000. Who knows how many of those people would be in the hunt, but I'm assuming a lot of them would be. And the reason why is because, you know, Hostess decides that it's got to shut down. And it's the end of the Twinkies, and that's what a lot of people were talking about, the fact that they grew up with Twinkies and, you know, that was what they had as a snack, and they saved up, and, you know, they'd ride their bikes when they were kids up to the local grocery store, and that's what they would get. They'd get that and some soda or whatever. So the bigger part of the story, though, is the people who ultimately lose their job right before the holidays. And it's a weird thing. I guess some people feel like, well, if it's going to happen, it's better to lay someone off before the holidays, right before it, because then they don't spend a whole bunch of money. If they get a severance check for whatever it is, they're not running out and buying a bunch of stuff. But it seems like a lot of people, when they lose jobs, they lose them between October and December. And I guess that's because some pencil pusher or figuring out the calendar, that's when it happens. Harmony chimed in. She said, my father seemed to always be laid off at Christmas when we were kids. And that's what I said. I've noticed this with a lot of people. When they're let go, it's usually around that time. And maybe I'm answering my own question. The reason that happens is because it's the end of the year, and that's when they chop them off. That's when they chop budgets off. But it seems like it would, just to me, it seems like wouldn't it be better to try to drag it through? And then it's probably a healthcare thing, too, because a lot of times the healthcare will change for however long it is. They'll look at the pencil pushers will look at it and decide when that all of that kicks off the books, too. So I think it's just strictly that. I think it's all about that. And by the way, for my two cents on the Twinkie debate, since I was never really a Twinkie person, it might not be fair because I grew up in Tasty Cake country. So, I mean, you wouldn't think of, if you were going to get something from the store, you wouldn't think of really, honestly, getting Twinkies because it was all about Tasty Cakes. See, in your regions, wherever you're listening to me, it's like Little Debbie snack cakes. You have a certain kind of bad junk food for you that the people in your area eat. You know, the Goo Goo clusters, like I said, that would be Little Debbie snack cakes. And then you have those moon pies. They were big in California. All right, stay with us.
Mm-hmm. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Across the finish line at that Formula One race in front of 117,000 people. A couple of quick programming notes. Ready? I got my notes out. I wrote them just for the show. Okay, so I had to actually translate my notes. I have doctor's handwriting disease. You know what that means? It means you hurriedly write it down and then you have no idea what you've written. And nobody on the planet Earth can translate your hieroglyphics. So, coming up, on our next show. We have the biggest turkeys this year. Yep. Think of your list. I'm giving you time. Who do you think the biggest turkeys were of the year? I can give you one of mine, Lance Armstrong. Oh, Lance Armstrong. Gosh, it was fun to watch him in the Tour de France, and hey, I got into bike racing a little bit, watching it certainly because of Lance Armstrong, and now this whole finish has been very, very sad. Livestrong completely divorced from Lance Armstrong. So there would be an example of one of my turkeys, but my list is very, very long. And since it is Thanksgiving, we have to have a little fun with that. That's coming up on the next show. On our Tuesday into Wednesday show, we'll be doing Nail the Score. Nail the Score. So a day earlier for Nail the Score. It's an interesting week in the NFL. You have those Thanksgiving Day games, which always makes it interesting. It's a crazy week in the NFL this time around, week 11. So now we're heading into week 12. Don't forget that. So two things that are happening on the show and a whole bunch of other stuff in between, like a preview of some of the big movies, because now this is movie time. If there ever was a time, there's two times that are the bookends of the year. Anyone in Hollywood would tell you your blockbusters come out in the summer and they come out during the eating season. It's what I call the eating season. Thanksgiving all the way through Christmas and New Year's, because people have off. So because they have off, you would think they get bored, they do whatever they're going to do with their family and clean the house and the garage. Yeah, right. They eat cheeseburgers, a few last Twinkies before they're done, and then they go off to the movies. So it is really, honestly, a big time to go to the movies. And a lot of times families are together and kids are out of school. So sometimes you're doing the kid version thing, and sometimes you're going and catching whatever it is that you want to catch. And there are a lot of big movies that are out, that are still going to be out, that you might not have had a chance to see, and others that are coming out. Lincoln just opened up. That's the movie about, obviously, Lincoln. A lot of it featuring what happened during the Civil War. Daniel Day-Lewis is the lead in that. And the Twilight Saga, it's all about vampires and teenagers, after all, and werewolves, isn't it? And that was number one at the box office, so that's going to be hot with teenagers. Then you also have a plethora of animated films that are coming out or they're already out, like the Transylvania flick and a couple of others. Paranormal, that's still out. A lot of kids liked that movie. So you get what I'm saying. And if you're going to go check out a movie, you just have to pack your patience, because there'll be a ton of people at the movie theater, where if you're going an off time, you know how that is. It's like Black Friday. I get the Black Friday thing. Like, somebody was telling me some store had a 40-inch TV that was going to be on sale during Black Friday for $147. That's pretty cheap, isn't it? You wind that clock back for a 40-inch TV a few years ago, and it would have been nowhere near that price. But here's the thing. Is it worth your time to get up from the Thanksgiving table and run like you're going to a Who concert with festival seating, to stand in line, to sit in line overnight? Ah, I just can't do it. I couldn't do it. I have never done a Black Friday. Let me sit in the parking lot for hours. But maybe some of you have. I do have a friend that has done it and gets awesome deals and calls you up or texts you immediately to tell you every awesome deal. Then suddenly all the crap that she got that you have no interest in, you want it. You got what for what? You got that and you got that and you got that. And all your Christmas shopping's done and it only cost you $250? What, are you kidding me? But the hours in that line and the freezing cold, oh, and the tempers. You think of what the hot items are. There's always something that's big. Like, the Keurig machine was probably big last year for adult-wise. Some of the hot video games, and people are lining up for that. You know, it goes all the way back to when you think of a few years ago, kids' toys, I mean, even a few years before that, Elmo. And what did they have? Cabbage Patch dolls, where they had riots. People were just tearing each other up trying to get a Cabbage Patch doll. I just don't understand it. See, it's all about stuff. It's all about stuff. And for the people that I was talking about in Sandy, that were affected by Hurricane Sandy. And the one good thing, and it's Thanksgiving, you have to think is when you realize that over 100 people died in that, but how many people died in Katrina as a result of Katrina with the levees, the Mississippi people who got hit head on with the hurricane. The amount of the loss of life was just absolutely devastating. You know, in Hurricane Katrina, 2,000 people, and a lot of you just lost off the grid. And a lot of those people died because nobody could get to them for a week or more. In this case, when there's an emergency like Sandy, you got to hand it to Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and you know, all the folks in New York, Governor Cuomo, even though he sometimes has taken a little bit of a beating, they got out there and tried to get to the people and get to folks as fast as they could, get rescue people out there so they could frankly save lives, and luckily they were able to do it. There were a lot of stories of people helping other people who had crazy amounts of water coming into their homes and would have never, ever survived. So I think for Thanksgiving there, that would be certainly a big Thanksgiving Day hug out to all those people who helped in this disaster. I mean, talk about crisis management and a test of crisis management. That would be the biggest one heading into this holiday, without a doubt. So where is the prez? The Palestinians' death toll keeps rising. Israel is attacking back and back for all the rockets that are being lobbed in their direction. And the answer is that the president was at a landmark, actually in Myanmar, a Buddhist temple. He was at a Buddhist temple celebrating with people there, and this was his official trip to Asia, to parts of Asia. He's meeting with a couple of the people from that democracy, and you know, this is the country that the United States, sometimes you'll see referring to Myanmar as Burma, and there's that whole problem there that's happened, and you know, the name has changed, but there have been kind of strange relations, let's say, and for good reason, because of the persecution that happened there. So he's over there visiting, and the Israel question hangs, I think, in the balance. What you know, the stops are Thailand, Cambodia, which is the return, formal return anyway, to the world stage, if you will, after the campaign, and this is his first post-election trip. He settled on Asia, which I think is pretty interesting because look at where many people think security will come in the future, and also bucks will come in the future, and it's in that direction, which is why the president seemed to have his sights set on that area. Any questions, any comments, any thoughts, shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
What it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime time you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.